Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen you and help you with the right hand of my righteousness. And I say that to Pastor Rackett today. We have the living hope in living in our lives. Amen. Blow upon us, Holy Spirit. Level two. I preached a month ago on my birthday on March 22nd. Blow upon us, Holy Spirit. And as you know, that's like a prayer. We're asking God to blow upon us. But Jesus started this message with me, honestly. We were studying John. We know we're studying the book of John right now in Sunday school. And we came across John chapter 3. Where Nicodemus and Jesus were having this interaction at night, right? And Jesus says that the winds blow wherever they will, they wish. It says you hear the sound of the wind, but you cannot tell where it's coming from or where it's going. And then he says, so is everyone born of the Spirit. And I go, that's me? That's you. So I began to really probe. I said, I've been a Christian now for 46 years. But guess what? It's still strange to me living in the Holy Spirit. You know, just trusting the Holy Spirit. You'll see why in a few minutes. And you'll probably understand and identify with me. Yeah, my cursor came back. Let me hit this. This is our warm-up scripture. I've memorized this, but maybe you all would like to recite it with me. All right? Because this gets me fired up in preparation for God's word. It says, the law of the Lord is perfect. What? Converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is making wise the simple. The of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are and righteous altogether. More to be desired. Let me hear you. Fine gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them, there is great reward. Is that smoking? That's God's word. And you know what? I brought my Bible on purpose today. You know, we used to say 20 years ago, we would say, open your Bibles. Pastor Perry would say, our former pastor would say, where is your Bible? Right? I see somebody. Anybody? How many Bibles we got out there? Uh-oh. I see some smile. Okay, there we go. I see some Bibles. But God wrote his word to us, didn't he? He wrote it and put it in stone so we got something to hold on to. Am I right? So we got a book. There is a book that comes from God. The Bible is his name. All right. Blow upon us, Holy Spirit. And let's pause for prayer right there. Because we're asking God to blow upon us in a special way. He is blowing upon us. In a special way, isn't he? He does something new all the time. He has something new for you. I know Brandon Savage preached about embracing a new thing at the beginning of last year. I don't think he did it again this year, but I remember saying, what's new? I'm excited about something new. What's going to be new? So let's see what the Lord says to us today. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your word. We want to ask you to blow upon us, Lord. You promised us that you would guide us into all truth, that your Holy Spirit would move in us and help us to do the things that we need to do, the things that your word tells us to do. So, Lord, we ask you to help us today, Lord. Help us to hear from you. Help us to listen, Lord. Help us change our lives. Blow us in a new direction. In Jesus' name, amen. The wind blows wherever it wishes. You hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it's coming from or where it's going. Sounds mysterious, doesn't it? It was always mysterious to me since I heard it from 40-something years ago. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus was talking to Jesus, right? And Nicodemus was asking, how are you doing these miraculous things? How are you doing these? You're raising people from dead. You're taking people's sickness away. You're casting demons out of people. How is this happening? Am I right? How are you doing? Only God can do these things. Explain, Jesus. This is Jesus' response. He said, God is moving through him. He was sent. Jesus was sent to take away our sins, right? And to die for our sins and to rise from the dead and then send a promise to us, which we're going to talk about today. Our whole topic is about the Holy Spirit of God. Our whole topic. I wrote this down. Let me just read this. Today I'd like to invite all of us on a lifelong trip. This is a lifelong trip. This is not a day, a one-time filling with the Holy Spirit. This is a lifetime trip to a place we've never been, because that's what God's going to do. To learn more of what we need to know about life in the Spirit, we will take a flight in the winds of the Holy Spirit from the promise of the Holy Spirit to Ephesus, where we will be filled with rocket fuel of the Spirit. Buckle your safety belts.
Place your phones in airplane mode, ready for takeoff.
So is everyone born of the Spirit. I'm opening my Bible on purpose. You know why? This is the book we exalt. Am I right? And every time I start to wonder, like when I preach, I start to say, I don't know if I'm going to be on track or not. I'm not sure if this is going to work. I'm afraid. You know what? The Lord says, point at my word. It's going to tell. It's all we're doing is expounding on God's word. Amen. So let's turn in our Bibles to John chapter 14. You know, by the way, let me just share this with you. During Holy Week, which is the Passover week, on Jesus' way to the cross, I followed more closely than ever this year. Every night in my power hour, 9 to 10, I was trying to put myself right there with the disciples, following Jesus to the cross. It was rather intriguing. I was scared like they were, honestly. And Jesus said, I'm going away. He said, I'm going away. And I was like, what? We need you right here. You're the miracle man. We don't know anything about this, right? And Jesus said, I'm going away. And he said, guess what? He said, it's for your good that I'm going away. How is that? I would have been just like those disciples. I was like, no, you ain't. You can't do this to us. Am I right? But Jesus makes a promise. Let's look at John 14. So bear with me, because I'm doing this in real life. I'm turning these pages purposely. You know what? When you get away from turning these pages, it gets kind of hard. On the phone, you just go, okay, I'm going to find Timothy on there, boo-da-doosh, right? Click, 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 boom, you're there. Or you could even say to 2 Timothy 2:30, it'll come right up on your screen, right? AI, cheating. Do you know your Bible? Can you flip through your Bible? John 14, let's look at it. John 14, verse 15. Check this out. If you love me, keep my commandments. Watch this. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Ho. Wow. The Holy Spirit. You know what? 37 years ago, I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. I repented from my sins. I asked God to save me. I remember dropping a big heavy Santa Claus bag in front of God because I was trying to save myself, and it was heavy. And every time I heard the gospel, Billy Graham on TV or whatever else, you know what? I realized I sinned again, and I'm like, how do I get this right? Because I thought I had to just get my life together, right? Just get it together, and I'll be saved. But that's not the answer. Only Jesus can save us. Jesus says, unless a man is born again, he will never see the kingdom of God. That's what he told Nicodemus. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. So if when you're born in this physical life, guess what? We're rebellious. We want to be in control. We're doing our own thing. Don't you wonder why people are killing themselves with alcohol and drugs? We hear about all these superstars that kill themselves. Trying some stuff. I heard one guy saying yesterday he broke up this horse tranquilizer and just took it. And all his friends, all they tried a little piece of this big giant horse tranquilizer, and they were all tripping out. And I was like, why would you do that? Right? We do dumb things when we don't know the Lord. Right? We do destructive things. Because that sin nature in us is destructive. Look at John 14:26. Check this out, guys. But these things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said to you. I struggled. Do you know what? I struggled preparing his message. I got confused a few times. I said, Lord, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what's happening. What is going on? You know what it was? The flesh and the spirit. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. There's a war going on inside of us. Right? My mind, I'm very strong in my mind, guys. You know what strong in your mind means? Instead of being strong in the spirit, you think your intellect and your mind is going to give you better direction than the Holy Spirit. Am I right? That's what being strong in your mind means. Sometimes we're strong in our body. We think my body's so strong. Remember they say even the Titanic can't get sunk. And then what happened? Titanic got sunk. He said, I'll bring all things to your remembrance. You know what? That silenced me. That silenced me. He said, let me lead. Let me guide you. Let me bring it to your remembrance. Right? And I was like, no comprendo. Well, living in the spirit is very mysterious. It's mysterious. Right? Hey, check this out. Even a cell phone, some people would be like, what? How can somebody be? That is my wife on here. How can that be? Our technology, we somehow can pick up these waves and get the voice. Actually, it's weird. But the Holy Spirit can speak to our hearts without the cell phone. Right? Through a person he put in us. And he said, if you're quiet, if you're listening, you'll hear my voice. How about that? The Holy Spirit is called the Paraclete. Come from the Greek word parakletos. You know what it means? Para means like alongside, like paralegal. And then the parakletos, it means he will guide you, teach you. He's going to bring stuff to your memory. He's going to advocate for you. He's going to be in you. Isn't that something? That's who Jesus promised. So guess what? As Jesus went to the cross during Holy Week, guess what? I got scared. I put myself in Peter's shoe because my name is Peter too. Peter wasn't at the cross. He was hiding. John, the beloved John, was there in front of the cross with Jesus' mother. Standing in front of the cross. Meanwhile, all the chickens ran. Right? And I don't blame them because they get scared. They were going, they crucifying. Look what they massacred Jesus. And they were trying to get Peter too. They were like, your voice, you were with them. So they ran and hid. But then guess what? Jesus dies on the cross. And I'm like, now what? I went through the Holy Week, you know, but we go up to the cross and then Jesus rises from the dead. Now what? So then guess what? I went to Acts. Let's check it out. Pentecost. What happens at Pentecost? The Holy Spirit comes down on the disciples. Now, you know what? I needed a refresher course. So Acts chapter 1, you know what happened after Jesus? You know, all the disciples, they were dispersed, but they were told to come together again, right? And to meet in the upper room. I believe that's where they had, I'm not sure, but the upper room where they had the Last Supper, they were told to meet there. And in Acts chapter 1, guess what happens? They replaced Judas. Right? There was one missing out of the 12. Jesus chose 12. And they felt the need to replace. So they selected Matthias. Right? They came across selected Matthias. Then when the whole group was settled, they went to the room. Watch this, guys. This is deep. This passage is deep. Watch this. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, let me turn in my Bible there. I want to see it. I don't want to see it on that screen. I'm getting away from that screen. That technology, AI, trying to replace the Holy Spirit. No. All right. Are you all ready? Who's turned there with me? Let me see one person who turned there with me. Okay, you've been there. Okay. All right. Here we go. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, check this out. They were all with one accord in one place. Here's the 12 of them. And they're probably going like, what are we doing here? They had ran, right? Now they come together in a hiding place, a refuge. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Whoa. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Wow. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. Let me see if I get that first picture. There they are on this one. Oh, I'm not. I don't have control of that. I gave control to the sound room this time. I thought I had control right here. I don't have control. Let me keep going. It's all right to be out of control. Did y'all know that? Yesterday we were on the corner, and guess what happened? A sudden wind blew, and guess what happened? The top of the lemonade. We had a big tank of lemonade out there on 71st. The lemonade top and the coffee top flew into the street. And to be honest with you, I almost cussed. I was like, shh. A car ran right over the top of the coffee lid. I was like, so is everyone born of the Spirit. That wind blows wherever it wishes. Don't argue with God. Just unbend your top coffee top, clean it up, get you a new one. Don't argue. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. Check this out. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. We don't use that word ghost. Maybe Casper the Friendly Ghost messed that word up for us, and we hear about ghosts, it just doesn't sit right with us sometimes, right? And began to speak with other tongues. Look, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that everyone heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not these speaking Galileans? And how do we hear every man in his own language? Wherein we were born, Parthians and Medes and Elamites, dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed. Check this out. And were in doubt, saying to one another, what meaneth this? The same thing Nicodemus asked. What meaneth this? Same thing I asked. What meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. These guys are drunk. Wow. The rushing wind blows in and the Holy Spirit comes upon the 12. If you all remember, I talked about these three principles of aerodynamics in my message a month ago about how airplanes fly. Man has wanted to fly for a long time, hasn't they? Made these contraptions and tried to fly. They got broken all up. You saw those videos where they tried to fly off a little hill, trying to get their speed up and then gliding and then crashing. But look at this, thrust, lift, and drag. That's how airplanes fly. They use nature against itself. So the same nature's holding them on the ground. You can't fly, right? You're stuck to the ground. The same principles are now going to be used to get you up. Now watch this. So, and all three of these, by the way, are provided by the Holy Spirit. All three of these. Check it out. Thrust. Allowing the Holy Spirit to blow up on us and move us to places we've never been. You might be doing things you've never done before. How about that? It's true. Because Jesus promised, he said that's going to happen. If you're a believer and you have the Holy Spirit, you're going to do things you've never done before. Things you thought were impossible. Really. Above the worries and fears and cares of this life, you're going to take off. Right? When you trust the Holy Spirit. Lift is just pull upward, right? Remember I was telling you about the wings? As the airplane jets forward, the air goes around the air. They made the wings streamlined so that the air goes around the wings. And because of the shape of the wing and the angle they put, those wings change. How many of you saw an airplane wing when you're on a plane? They get in certain positions as they fly. Like to get up higher, they come down a little bit more and they catch more wind underneath that surface. And then guess what? On top, it gets light. It gets like low pressure. And underneath, it's great pressure. And I was telling you about my hood of my car flying up and smashing my window. It's a great, if you leave your trunk open by, or your hood open by accident, you're going to find out how strong that wind is. It's going to blow in your face. You're going to see your hood on your windshield. It cracks all in the windshield. We will mount up with wings like eagles up and over the world. Check this out. Flying above, overcoming, and then going to places you've never been before. God's going to take us some places. It's exciting. You know, some people are fortunate enough when they have so much skill and stuff, they get chauffeured all over the world, don't they? To bring this here and there. And you know what? As we exalt the Holy Spirit of God, guess what? He takes us places. You'll be surprised where you're going to go. How many have the Holy Spirit in them? The Holy Ghost, the Paraclete, the Helper, the Comforter. That's who he's called. He's called the Comforter. He's with us, just like when Jesus was here, and in us. Because Jesus said the Father will send him to you. And so, do you believe that? Or do you go back to your mind and say, I got this figured out? I can do this. Oh, And then drag. Look at that. Drag is resistance. You know what? When an airplane wants to turn, check this out. One of the wings creates some drag. It goes against the wind, so the airplane starts to take a dive this way. You get it? Or the other way. If it wants to fly the same, they both are the same. Stay straight ahead. Or it's kind of like a boat rudder. Right? You put it in the water and you start turning opposite side. It's kind of interesting. And the drag is also used to stop. When the airplane is landing, the wings drag the wind, right? It starts to slow down, and the jets go backwards. If you've been on an airplane before, when it comes to a stop, the jets turn on backwards. It's trying to go the other way. Now, it's just to counter the forward momentum, right? It's pretty amazing. Next slide. Here's Galatians chapter 5. Check this out. I'm trying to bring it home now. Home is in our heart. There was a little book called My Heart, Christ Home, right? There was a little book. We all read it. It was a part of the Navigators, I think. And guess what? They talked about cleaning up your act, you know, getting stuff out of your life that didn't belong, because Jesus doesn't like that in your room. He doesn't like that room right there. Jesus, I want all the places in your heart, right? And so every room of your heart and your life has to be cleaned up. Look what I say then. This is Paul. By the way, guess what? Paul never walked with Jesus in terms of, isn't that something? Paul came after, right? He wasn't a disciple of Jesus, but he has a lot to say more than any of the writers in the Bible had about walking in the Spirit. I say then, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you're led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So, if you're not born again, guess what? You're stuck on the ground. You're not flying. You can run as fast as you can. You can jump off a mountain, but you're going down. Right? Look at this. Look at this, you guys. There's the flesh versus the Spirit. Look over here, fighting. I'm going to knock his eye out for what he just did. That dude just, give me something to slap this dude with. Look at this guy laying on the ground, wasted. Right? That's the flesh side. Pride, envy, wrath, sloth, greed, gluttony, lust. The Bible lists a bunch of other things too. Right? And then look over on the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. These are automatic fruits that come out of your life as you trust the Holy Spirit, as you walk in obedience, as you walk in His direction. Love, joy, peace. Let's say them together. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And guess what he says? Against such there is no law. Gravity can't stop you. The world, the flesh, and the devil can't stop you. Right? Why? Because He's in control. Next slide. And it says, do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. This is what we're told to do. And look, it gives here some clues on how. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? Next slide. Coming in for a landing. Bring it home, Doc. That's what we all say to each other. Blow upon us, Holy Spirit, in our homes. I don't know about in your home, but guess what? We have wayward children sometimes. Eating, Pastor says, I love when Pastor says, it makes me laugh. He said, eating our cornbread. Your kids eating your cornbread, talking about I'm not following your direction. Pastor cracks me up with that. We have wayward children eating our cornbread, living in our house and telling us what they're going to do and what they're not going to do. Right? You can eat that cornbread. No, that's the flesh. We have the ongoing annoyances of irritation in our marriages, don't we? I don't care how long you've been married. I don't care how much Holy Spirit training you might have had. True? We could push those buttons, can't we? You'd be like, yeah! True? Because the flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary to one another. They're contrary. So when I got confused preaching my message, guess what? I said, oh, that's something. I'm contrary. I'm creating drag here. Just my mind trying to kick in. As a church, we have a community to impact. Right here on 71st in Indiana, we have outreach on the corner of 71st in Indiana every week. And guess who we meet? A lot of time we meet homeless people. Most of the people that come up to us may be homeless, may be alcoholics, drug addicts, ex-convicts. I'm talking about 90% of the people that actually come up. The people that got their life together, they don't even stop. I don't need your lemonade. I don't need your coffee. They don't need a doctor. True? Many people stop and talk. In all your ways, what? In all your ways, acknowledge him. You know, I was looking at what Paul said about walk. You know what's interesting about walking? If you walk and don't run, you have a little more control to turn. True? If you walk, wait, whoa. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, turn, right? And if you pay attention, you could feel the wind blowing in a certain direction. You go against, you'd be like, nope, that. You're going again, right? The Holy Spirit is trying to deal with us all the time. Look what I said, acknowledge him in all your ways. Thank you for being in my life. This is exciting, guys. This has been as exciting as the day I got born again. The fact I could talk to God and guess what? He says something new and fresh. And he said, I'm gonna take care of this. Let's do this. We got this, right? I'm going to show you where to go. I'm going to point you in a new direction. It's exciting. And I'm inviting you all to join me. I'm sure most of us do. Wait on the Lord together in prayer like the disciples, right? Wait together. Twos and threes and whole group. Praying and seeking God together. Being honest about where we're at. Right? Sometimes we don't tell each other what we're really going through. Am I right? Maybe we don't want everybody to know what we're going through, right? Right? But we need each other. We need to pray with each other. Walk and keep in step with the gentle guidance of the Holy Spirit. That's what I meant by walking. Change your language. That's a phrase my brother uses. Whenever his grandchildren say, if they hear grandpa say something inappropriate, the kids go, change your language. Change your language. I like it. I like that idea. Arlie, if you hear me saying something inappropriate, say, grandpa, change your language. Look, change your language to psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You know, when that coffee top flew away, I was like, oh, hey, praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Been up top. This is great. I said, Dave, should we use this thing? It looks like we got to get a new one, Dave. I don't think there's no recovery for this. It went straight under the tire. It was like, wow. You know how them things roll? The wind got him like, yay! Change your language. Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Shh. Everybody say, shh. Look and listen in the spirit. Right? We have spiritual ears and spiritual eyes. God's given us, he equipped us right? The Holy Spirit, He equipped us to hear, right? But when you quench the Spirit, what happens? You overrule them. You did your own thing. I hear you, but, right? Quench the Spirit. Look at, listen in the Spirit. Pay attention. Next slide. We're going to close right here. You know what? As we land here back at Chicagoland Bible Fellowship, our airplane's coming to our, we're starting to create drag here. We're going to close in prayer. And honestly, guys, this is the biggest deal to me, inviting, just as I receive Christ, I invite Him to guide me and help me. He said, I will help you. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you. Right? If you believe that, trust Him. And you call on Him. Thank you, Lord, for being in my life. Thank you that you're going to help me. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for the promise of the Helper, the Holy Spirit. You said He's with us and lives in us if we trusted you. If we repented from our sins and trusted you and asked you to forgive our sins, we're saved by the blood of Jesus and we're gifted with the Holy Spirit of promise. Lord, blow upon us, Lord, today. Blow upon us in a special way, Lord. Take us to places we've never been. Help us, Lord, when we see something going wrong, say, you know, I've been doing it the wrong way, but now I'm going to trust you to do it this way. I'm going to stick to what you told me to do. I'm going to do it this way and not that way. Right? Father, just continue to lead us and guide us. Bless Pastor Rackett, Lord. Like he said, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord, you invented us. Lord, you created us. You blew our breath in us, into our lungs, our life, and you can sure enough fix things when they go wrong. Lord, so we ask you to touch Pastor Rackett. Touch him everywhere in his body, Lord, so that, Lord, he could be new as a baby. Renew his body, Lord. Do something great. And if not, Lord, we still give you the praise because you're still with us if we have to go through more trouble. You're with us, and we thank you for that. Bless your name, and thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
I lose, I will follow where you go. I